Hello, everyone. I know in my heart that I had to talk about more misconceptions about atheists. There's many people in our society, publicly and privately, who generalize all atheists as all the negative character traits that any human being that chooses to embrace all the negative character traits does. And I'm going to tell you this. It's easy to listen to my episode yesterday and assume that I am a discriminator against atheists. I never have been and never will be. And I do not reproach atheists. I do not reproach atheists. I do not disgrace atheists. I do not belittle atheists. I do not stereotype against atheists. And this episode will really show you that in thought, word, deed, and action, I never encourage disparagement against atheists. So, and this episode is about all types of secular people, because you have, I'll give you some examples. You have free thinkers, you have humanists, you have agnostics, and this episode is really about the entire secular community. So when I say atheists, I'm not just saying atheists, I'm talking about all secular community members. So here we go. All atheists do not suffer from naivete or immaturity. All atheists do not find it too hard to accept the idea that some people are cunning, devious, and ruthless, or in denial if they're being taken advantage of. All atheists do not acknowledge the fact of being manipulated only if it occurs too often. In fact, I'll say this. Majority of atheists have healthy boundaries. And the majority of atheists, because atheists are so focused on logic, reason, rationality, facts, truth, evidence, research, hypotheses. It is much harder to push over doormat non-believers than believers. I'm not saying that there's no believers that have healthy boundaries. No, you have plenty of believers who also embrace facts, truth, evidence, logic, reason, rationality, research, hypotheses. So yes, there are most non-believers embrace science, and there are plenty of believers who embrace science. I just want to make that clear. But it's much harder to doormat an atheist than a believer, because atheists are more sensitized to the horror and terror of cults. So in the atheist community, because atheists are big on thinking for self and forming your own opinions and coming to your own conclusions and not being brainwashed, they're more into these things than believers are historically. You know, there's plenty of believers who have these exact same sensitivities as atheists. In atheists, it's much more talked about. It's much more emphasized. So that's what I'm saying. All atheists do not suffer from over-conscientiousness. All atheists are not much harder on themselves than on others. And all atheists are not often are too willing to give another the benefit of the doubt and see their side of things while blame themselves for hurting the manipulator. All atheists don't have that issue. Next. All atheists do not have low self-esteem. All atheists are not struggling with self-doubting, lacking in confidence and assertiveness, or chronically unsure of their rights to pursue the legitimate wants and needs. All atheists are not likely to go on the defensive too easily when challenged by an aggressive personality. All atheists do not suffer from over-intellectualization. All atheists do not believe that others only do hurtful things when there's some legitimate, understandable reason for manipulation. All atheists do not delude themselves into believing that uncovering and understanding all the reasons for the manipulator's behavior will be sufficient to make things different. All atheists do not suffer from emotional dependency. All atheists do not have a submissive or dependent personality. All atheists do not have the problem of being the more emotionally dependent a person is, the more vulnerable they are to being exploited and manipulated. Nope, that's not true for all atheists. And I'll tell you more. All atheists do not live lives of positive reinforcement, which includes praise, superficial charm, superficial sympathy, crocodile tears, excessive apologizing, money, approval, gifts, attention. Excessive apologizing, money, approval, gifts, attention, facial expressions such as a forced laugh or smile, and public recognition. All atheists do not have those issues. All atheists do not live lives of gaslighting. All atheists do not live lives of negative reinforcement, which involves removing one from a negative situation as a reward. All atheists do not live lives of intermittent or partial reinforcement. Partial or intermittent negative reinforcement can create an effective climate of fear and doubt. Partial or intermittent positive reinforcement can encourage the victim to persist. All atheists don't have these issues. All atheists do not live lives of punishment, which includes nagging, yelling, the silent treatment, intimidation, threats, swearing, emotional blackmail, guilt trips, sulking, crying, and playing the victim. All atheists don't have these issues. All atheists do not live lives of traumatic one-trial learning, using verbal abuse, explosive anger, or other intimidating behavior to establish dominance or superiority. Even one incident of such behavior can condition or train victims to avoid upsetting, confronting, or contradicting the manipulator. All atheists don't have these issues. All atheists do not have the desire to please. All atheists do not have an addiction to earning the approval and acceptance of others. All atheists do not have emotophobia, fear of negative emotion, example, fear of expressing anger, frustration, or disapproval. All atheists do not have a lack of assertiveness and ability to say no. All atheists do not have a blurry sense of identity with soft personal boundaries. All atheists do not have low self-reliance. All atheists do not have external locus of control. All atheists do not have the need to advance their own purposes and personal gain at virtually any cost to others. All atheists do not have a strong need to attain feelings of power and superiority in relationships with others. Compare megalomania associated with, for example, narcissistic personality disorder. All atheists do not have a want and need to feel in control. All atheists do not have a desire to gain a feeling of power over others in order to raise their perception of self-esteem. All atheists do not have a furtherance of cult dynamics in recruiting or retaining followers. All atheists do not have boredom or growing tired of one's surroundings, seeing manipulation as a game more than hurting others. All atheists do not have covert agendas, criminal or otherwise, including financial manipulation, often seen when intentionally targeting the elderly or unsuspecting, unprotected wealthy for the sole purpose of obtaining victims' financial assets. All atheists do not have a lack of self-control over impulsive and antisocial behavior leading to preemptive or reactionary manipulation to maintain image. All atheists do not have the problem of not identifying with underlying emotions, including experiencing commitment phobia and subsequent rationalization. Offenders do not manipulate consciously. Well, actually, some do. A lot of them do, but rather try to convince themselves of the invalidity of their own emotions. All atheists don't have these issues. All atheists are not concealing aggressive attentions and behaviors and being affable in terms of the psychological manipulation version of affability. All atheists don't have these issues. All atheists are not having a sufficient level of ruthlessness to have no qualms about causing harm to the victim if necessary. All atheists do not have the mindset of knowing the psychological vulnerabilities of the victim to determine which tactics are likely to be the most effective. Basically, what I'm saying is that all atheists are not psychological manipulators. Most atheists despise psychological manipulation. All atheists are not lying by commission. Here is the description of lying by commission that does not apply to all atheists. It is hard to tell if somebody is lying at the time they do it, although often the truth may be apparent later when it is too late. One way to minimize the chance of being lied to is to understand that some personality types, particularly psychopaths, are experts at lying and cheating, doing it frequently and often in subtle ways. All atheists are not lying by omission. Here's a description of lying by omission that does not apply to all atheists. This is a subtle form of lying by withholding a significant amount of the truth. This technique is also used in propaganda. All atheists are not in denial. Here's the description of denial that does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator refuses to admit that they have done something wrong. All atheists are not into rationalization. The description of rationalization does not apply to all atheists. An excuse made by the manipulator for inappropriate behavior, rationalization is closely related to spin. All atheists do not have minimization. The description of minimization does not apply to all atheists. This is a type of denial coupled with rationalization. The manipulator asserts that their behavior is not as harmful or irresponsible as someone else was suggesting. Here is where I really speak my mind even more. I am humanizing unbelievers and non-believers. I've done an excellent job of humanizing believers and theists. But I'm also humanizing atheists. So, I want to say this. All atheists do not have selective inattention or selective attention. Here's a description of selective inattention or selective attention that does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator refuses to pay attention to anything that may distract from their agenda. all atheists do not have diversion. The description of diversion does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator not giving a straight answer to a straight question and instead being diversionary, steering the conversation onto another topic. All atheists do not have evasion. The description of evasion does not apply to all atheists. Similar to diversion, but giving irrelevant, rambling, or vague responses. All atheists do not have covert intimidation. The description of covert intimidation does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator putting the victim onto the defensive by using veiled, subtle, indirect, or implied threats. All atheists do not have guilt trips. The description of guilt trips does not apply to all atheists. A special kind of intimidation tactic. A manipulator suggests to the conscientious victim that they do not care enough, are too selfish, or have it too easy. This can result in the victim feeling bad, keeping them in a self-doubting, anxious, and submissive position. All atheists do not have shaming. The description of shaming does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator uses sarcasm and put-downs to increase fear and self-doubt in the victim. Manipulators use this tactic to make others feel unworthy and therefore defer to them. Manipulators can make one feel ashamed for even daring to challenge them. It is an effective way to foster a sense of inadequacy in the victim. All atheists are not into vilifying the victim. The description of vilifying the victim does not apply to all atheists. This tactic is a powerful means of putting the victim on the defensive while simultaneously masking the aggressive intent of the manipulator, while the manipulator falsely accuses the victim as being an abuser in response when the victim stands up for or defends themselves or their position. All atheists are not playing the victim role. The description of playing the victim role does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator portrays themselves as a victim of circumstance or of someone else's behavior in order to gain pity, sympathy, or evoke compassion, thereby get something from another. Caring and conscientious people often cannot stand to see anyone suffering, and the manipulator often finds it easy to play on sympathy to get cooperation. All atheists are not playing the servant role. The description of playing the servant role does not apply to all atheists. Cloaking a self-serving agenda in the guise, G-U-I-S-C, of a service to a more noble cause. All atheists are not into seduction. The description of seduction does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator uses charm, praise, flattery, or overtly supporting others in order to get them to lower their defenses and give their trust and loyalty to the manipulator. They will also offer help with the intent to gain trust and access to an unsuspecting victim they have charmed. All atheists are not projecting the blame, meaning blaming others. The description of projecting the blame, meaning blaming others, does not apply to all atheists. Manipulating scapegoats in often subtle, hard to detect ways. Often the manipulator will project their own thinking onto the victim, making the victim look like they have done something wrong. Manipulators will also claim that the victim is the one who was at fault for believing lies that they were conned into believing, as if the victim forced the manipulator to be deceitful. All blame, except for the part that is used by the manipulator to accept false guilt, is done in order to make the victim feel guilty about making healthy choices, correct thinking, and good behaviors. It is frequently used as a means of psychological and emotional manipulation and control. Manipulators lie about lying, only to manipulate the original, less believable story into a more acceptable, in quotations, truth that the victim will believe. Projecting lies as being the truth is another common method of control and manipulation. Manipulators may falsely accuse the victim of deserving to be treated that way, in quotations. They often claim that the victim is crazy, or stupid, or abusive, or violent, or traumatizing, especially when there is evidence against the manipulator. All atheists are not into feigning innocence. The description of feigning innocence does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator tries to suggest that any harm done was unintentional or that they did not do something that they were accused of. Manipulator may put on a look of surprise or indignation. This tactic makes the victim question their own judgment and possibly their own sanity. Feigning confusion is not what all atheists do. The description of feigning confusion does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator tries to play dumb by pretending they do not know what the victim is talking about or is confused about an important issue brought to their attention. The manipulator intentionally confuses the victim in order for the victim to doubt their own accuracy of perception, often pointing out key elements that the manipulator intentionally included in case there's room for doubt. Sometimes manipulators will have used cohorts in advance to help back up their story. Brandishing anger is not what all atheists do. The description of brandishing anger does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator uses anger to brandish sufficient emotional intensity and rage to shock the victim into submission. The manipulator is not actually angry, they just put on an act. They just want what they want and get angry, in quotations, when denied. Controlled anger is often used as a manipulation tactic to avoid confrontation, avoid telling the truth, or to further hide intent. There are often threats used by the manipulator of going to the police or falsely reporting abuses that the manipulator intentionally contrived to scare or intimidate the victim into submission. Blackmail and other threats of exposure are other forms of controlled anger and manipulation, especially when the victim refuses initial requests or suggestions by the manipulator. Anger is also used as a defense so the manipulator can avoid telling truths at inconvenient times or circumstances. Anger is often used as a tool or defense to ward off inquiries or suspicion. The victim becomes more focused on the anger instead of the manipulation tactic. All atheists do not have the bandwagon effect. The description of bandwagon effect does not apply to all atheists. Manipulator comforts the victim into submission by claiming, whether true or false, that many people already have done something about, and the victim should as well. Such manipulation can be seen in peer pressure situations, often occurring in scenarios where the manipulator attempts to influence the victim into trying drugs or other substances. All atheists are not dependent, which means dependent people need to be loved and are therefore gullible and liable to say yes to something to which they should say no. All atheists are not immature. Immature means has impaired judgment and so tends to believe exaggerated advertising claims. All atheists are not naive. Naive means cannot believe there are dishonest people in the world or takes it for granted that if there are any, they will not be allowed to prey, P-R-E-Y, on others. All atheists are not impressionable, which means overly seduced by charmers. All atheists are not trusting, which means people who are honest often assume that everyone else is honest. They are more likely to commit themselves to people they hardly know without checking credentials, etc., and less likely to question so-called experts. All atheists are not careless, which means not giving sufficient amount of thought or attention to harm or others. I'm sorry. All atheists are not careless, which means not giving sufficient amount of thought or attention to harm or errors. Majority of atheists actually do consider other people. That's what I meant to say too. All atheists are not lonely, which means lonely people may accept any offer of human contact. A psychopathic stranger may offer human companionship for a price. All atheists are not narcissistic, which means narcissists are prone to falling for unmerited flattery. All atheists are not impulsive, which means make snap decisions. All atheists are not overly altruistic, which means the opposite of psychopathic, too honest, too fair, too empathetic. All atheists are not frugal, which means cannot say no to a bargain even if they know the reason it is so cheap. All atheists are not materialistic, which means easy prey, P-R-E-Y, for loan sharks or get-rich-quick schemes. All atheists are not greedy, which means the greedy and dishonest may fall prey, P-R-E-Y, to a psychopath who can easily entice them to act in an immoral way. All atheists are not masochistic, which means lack self-respect and so unconsciously let psychopaths take advantage of them. They think they deserve it out of a sense of guilt. And lastly, all atheists are not abusive towards the elderly, which means the elderly can become fatigued and less capable of multitasking. When hearing a sales pitch, they're less likely to consider that it could be a con. They're more likely to give money to someone with a hard luck story. So I decided to do this episode also because it made me reflect on my experiences with atheists. And I must admit that atheists see me as a member of the atheist community because I tend not to use a lot of religious language. I tend to not reference religious texts when I speak. I'm honest about the Christian background I've had, and they're honest about being taught religion, some of them being raised in religion. So we don't hide how we were raised. And at the same time, I'm the type of person that a lot of walks of life see me as one of them. And atheists are one of the walks of life that see me as one of them because when I say them, I don't mean us versus them. And they see me as a member of the atheist community. I'm sorry for saying that. Atheists see me as a member of the atheist community because I tend to be very progressive, very liberal. I tend to emphasize a lot on social justice, social equity, social equality. I'm into economic equality, wealth equality, income equality. I'm not saying believers don't care about these things at all. A lot of them do. But because I tend not to talk a lot about, you know, house of worship activities, I tend to talk about secular things. And it's not because of shame of being how I was raised. It's just that I'm that type of person. It's in my nature not to come off as a super duper theological person, because I'm not. And the reason why I said I'm sorry for saying they is because I do not want to alienate atheists by making it seem like I'm refusing to relate, to resonate, and to be relevant. What does all that mean? I'm sorry for saying they because it makes it seem like that I am being uppity or I am being inhumane. And I don't mind atheists seeing as a member of the atheist community for this special reason. I love to identify with the oppressed. And atheists are one of the least of these of our society. Yes. Because things tend to, legislation and politicians, they tend to value the votes of believers more than non-believers. So Congress tends to be influenced by the church more than the American Humanist Association. That's no diss, that's the truth. They'll tell you that too. They, meaning the American Humanist Association in this case. And, you know, atheists know I podcast, and they atheists know that my struggle with religion, child, Christian me, adult, religious skeptic me, atheists know that. So I don't hide what I've said on the podcast. I tell atheists exactly what I podcast about. And sometimes atheists listen and they can relate to what I'm saying, because a lot of atheists I know grew up in faith-based homes and left the faith later in life. So no one can say, oh, you this chameleon and you do not tell the truth in order to fit in. No, I'm honest. But why atheists see you as one of them, Antonio? Here's the thing. Atheists are not the only people that claim me as a member of the atheist community. When I was with people of other religions, not Christianity, they saw me as one of them. Because I could relate to how they were raised and their value systems that they were taught. My relating, it does not make me a copycat. It does not make me a fraud. It does not make me a person who will just blend in, like blending in. No, I have a way of connecting with people, and they can't help but say, you're one of us. Most human walks of life, most human groups see me as one of them because I can relate to their ups, I can relate to their downs, I can relate to the highs and lows of their lives and just life in general. And that's why. So am I offended that atheists see me as a fellow atheist? No. Am I offended that Muslims see me as a fellow Muslim? No. Am I offended that Christians see me as a fellow Christian? No. Am I offended that agnostics see me as a fellow agnostic? No. Am I offended that humanists see me as a fellow humanist? No. Am I offended that freethinkers see me as a fellow freethinker? No. Am I offended that believers and theists see me as a fellow believer and fellow theist? No. Am I offended that unbelievers, non-believers see me as a fellow unbeliever and fellow non-believer? No. It's not about shape-shifting. It's not about he's trying to be accepted by all these human groups. No. I can relate to, faith and maintaining faith and woo! That's how I was raised. I can also relate to, I tried the faith thing and I'm still being oppressed and screwed over and exploited. I'm tired of faith. I don't want it no more. I'm letting it go. I can relate to that too. I can relate to, people who are Muslims, because a lot of what they're taught as Muslims, I was taught by my grandma Claire. So a lot of this, most of the stuff they would say, I'm like, yeah, and In Christianity, I was taught that too. In terms of their tenets and principles, I'm like, this is not much different than what my grandma Claire taught me. So I can relate to, so they're Hindus who see me as a fellow Hindu. They're Buddhists who see me as a fellow Buddhist. They're Confucianists who see me as a fellow Confucianist. They're pagans who see me as a fellow pagan. They're people in Judaism see me as a fellow Judaism member. I'm not offended by any of this because the majority of what all these human groups were taught in terms of good character, my grandma Claire taught me all these things. So that's why most human groups are like, yeah, Antonio's one of us. Antonio gets us. Antonio understands us. Antonio can empathize with us. And it does not offend me at all. Most denominations in all, most people in all denominations of religion see me as one of them. Because what they were taught, my grandma Claire taught me. Most people of all non-religiosity types, most types of non-believers, most types of unbelievers, they seem as one of them because I can also relate to not always feeling good about supernaturalism. I'm Black, autistic, abuse survivor. I haven't always felt good about supernaturalism. I have not always felt good about piety. I have not always felt good. About theology, intersectionality of oppression is exactly why. So none of that offends me. If seeing me as one of you helps you to not feel alone, then I'm proud of how you see me. I'm proud of you. I enjoy how you see me. I see y'all as one of me. I see y'all as me. And y'all see me as you. That also helps me not to feel alone. So, that is why I can relate to people. That is why I had to do this episode about atheists, because I'll close with this. Because I want to mention. Atheists are accepting, accountable, accurate, adaptable, adventurous, advocative, agile, agreeable, alert, allies, altruistic, ambitious, analytical, anti-discriminatory, anti-racist, anti-sexist, appreciative, articulate, artistic, assertive, attentive, and authentic. Atheists are balanced, bold, brave, calm, charitable, charming, cheerful, civic-minded, clean, clever, collaborative, committed, communicative, compassionate, competent, confident, conscientious, considerate, consistent, constructive, content, convincing, cooperative, courageous, courteous, creative, and curious. Atheists are decisive, dedicated, dependable, determined, diligent, diplomatic, disciplined, easygoing, eco-conscious, effective, efficient, egalitarian, eloquent, emotionally intelligent, empathetic, encouraging, energetic, enthusiastic, environmentally friendly, equitable, and ethical. Atheists are fair, fashionable, feminist, flexible, forgiving, frank, friendly, generous, gentle, genuine, given, gracious, grateful, grounded, happy, helpful, honest, honorable, hopeful, humane, humanitarian, humble, and humorous. Atheists are imaginative, inclusive, independent, individualistic, innovative, integral, intelligent, interesting, intuitive, inventive, joyful, just, kind, leader-like, leadership, lighthearted, likable, listening, logical, loving, and loyal. Atheists are managerial, mature, mediative, methodical, mindful, modern, modest, moralistic, non-religiously speaking, neat, negotiating, nice, non-discriminatory, non-exploitative, non-violent, observant, open-minded, optimistic, organized, passionate, patient, peaceful, perceptive, preserving, persistent, philanthropic, pleasant, polite, positive, problem-solving, productive, proficient, progressive, prompt, prudent, punctual, and purposeful. Atheists are questioning. Realistic, reasonable, receptive, relaxed, reliable, resilient, resourceful, respectful, responsible, romantic, self-aware, self-confident, self-controlled, self-disciplined, self-reliant, selfless, sincere, socially conscious, spiritual, stable, suave, sunny, sustainable, sympathetic, tactful, talented, team-oriented, tenacious, thoughtful, thrifty, tolerant, trustworthy, understanding, unique, unselfish, upbeat, wholesome, willing to learn, wise, and zealous when it comes to the positivity of life.